That's a great question to start with, and it's a surprisingly difficult one because there was one study recently which identified more than 70 different ways in which intelligence has been defined over the years, which is, of course, extremely unhelpful if you're trying to artificially reproduce it, if you're trying to build it, if you don't actually agree on what intelligence is. And so all kinds of tests were invented. They also very strongly depend on your culture, on how you grew up, what kind of resources, what wealth you grew up with. Now, try to translate that to artificial intelligence gets really difficult because artificial intelligence aims to reproduce something, well, hopefully, that is more like how a human in general or on average thinks and functions.
Is that what we want, though? Because to my mind, you know, humans are pretty good at being humans. And I mean, some people obviously take the biscuit a bit, but on the whole, we're pretty good at doing what we do. But we've got flaws, we've got weaknesses, and that's where machines can help us rather than invent something that's basically more of us. Do we want more of the same, or do we want something that's not going to be encumbered by the biases, by the difficulties, the intellectual constraints that humans seem to struggle with?
That's a great point. Yes, in many ways, people are trying to develop technologies that are better than humans in some respects. But there is also, for some researchers, this end goal of at least being able to reproduce human intelligence, right, and create something that is at least as good as humans, yeah, being able to do the same kinds of things that the human brain can do.
Did you want to come in there, Lou?
Just fascinated with this.
Do you think that an artificial intelligence would invent Viagra?
I think that given the right information, yes. But, you know, what Cantor is saying, I think, is absolutely right. You need to start off first with trying to mimic what humans do instead of right away trying to make, you know, the artificial intelligence better, to have, the robot or whatever think better, think more outside the box. You've got to be able to duplicate what we do. But I think after that, you can then take a step further. And I think, yes, if the robot, I'm calling it that, I don't know what else to call it, has all the facts built in, has a good knowledge base, then, you know, knowing what I knew, what I discovered, I think that artificial intelligence could have come up with the answer, and maybe even a better answer, maybe even a better chemical drug, and do it faster.
That is happening, isn't it? I mean, pharmaceutical companies, yes, are investing very, yes, very hard in computer systems that can explore chemical space and find molecules,
yes,
that look like they would be fit for,
right,
for doing a good job. I wonder,
and it's a lot cheaper than random screening of, 1,000 different chemicals.
Absolutely.
Because there's no intelligence behind that. So with artificial intelligence, we can get right at the heart of the matter, so to speak.